This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A lot of people will be watching this afternoon when the House Rules Committee takes up the debt limit package. It'll vote on sending it to the full House. The House would vote tomorrow. But there's some complaining about this bill. The AP's Ben Thomas.
President Biden acknowledges not all Democrats, particularly those on the left, may vote for the package Congress is taking up. But
I spoke to a whole bunch of people. And it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
His debt ceiling deal with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy runs 99 pages. Both can point to provisions they can call victories. Funding medical care for veterans and changing work requirements for government aid and streamlining environmental reviews for energy projects. But each side has a job to do to win over enough lawmakers in their parties to pass it. Some conservatives are concerned the deal doesn't cut future deficits enough. Meanwhile, Democrats have been worried about those changes to programs like food stamps. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Police in Hollywood, Florida are asking for help from the public as they search for another suspect in a shooting on Memorial Day. One person's already been detained. 9 people were injured after gunfire erupted along a beach boardwalk. Edward Rubez lives in the area. He heard the gunfire.
I've been here for 25 years. This is the first time that I experienced something like this.
Yeah.
So it's sad.
He talked to WPLG-TV. Police say the gunfire began after an argument between 2 groups. Russia says it stopped 8 drones headed for Moscow. It blames Ukraine for the attack that caused insignificant damage, it says. Meanwhile, Russia continued its attacks on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. The 3rd attack on the city in 24 hours. 1 person died. Toyota and Daimler are among the automakers that say they will work together on new technologies to help fight climate change. This is AP News. Now to Elizabeth Holmes, who reports to a Texas prison today.
The disgraced CEO of health technology company Theranos begins her stint in a federal prison today. Elizabeth Holmes is scheduled to begin her 11-year federal sentence at a women's prison camp in Bryan, Texas. Holmes was sentenced in November for overseeing a blood testing hoax that claimed Theranos' technology could quickly scan for diseases and other problems with just a few drops of blood taken with a finger prick. She'll be leaving behind 2 young children. Investor and fellow Theranos executive Ramesh Sunny Balwani was convicted of 12 felony counts of fraud and conspiracy and already has started serving his nearly 13-year sentence in a Southern California prison. I'm Donna Warder.
George Maharis has died, the actor known for a starring role on TV's Route 66 years ago. He was 94. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.